This afternoon, we'd like to see the title of Who Changes in Psalm chapter 13, verses 1 and 2, 6. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long will my enemy be exalted over me? David wrote down how long four times, expressing his severe distress situation to the Lord. How long, how long, how long, how long? Verses 1, how long, how long? Verses 2, how long, how long? Verses 1, how long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? In severe difficulty, such as health difficulty, finance difficulty, job difficulty, family difficulty, or loss of job, loss of mother, loss of wife, loss of husband, loss of precious things. In that kind of desperation, we ask the Lord to answer or relieve from this difficulty, to deliver from this difficulty, to save from this difficult situation. Although we don't know David's real difficult situation, but David was in a difficult situation where God did not answer yet, or God did not save David from desperate situation. Likewise, we do so. We applied for a job, but the company did not respond to me yet. Even if certain expected time already passed. So how long, how long, how long, how long? Job also, he asked to the Lord, while Job suffered painful boils from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head, he also cried out with sorrow, "Why do you hide your face? Why do the Lord hide your face? Why does God hide God's face from me and regard me as your enemy?" The Lord seemingly treated Job as Lord's enemy. Job chapter 13, verse 24. So David said, forever, because God did not save David from this present severe oppression situation. Yeah. He feels forever. How long will you hide your face from me? Which meaning, God did not answer David's problems for solution. How long shall I take counsel in my soul? So how long David will take a think over? God's way, which way God's way? So he think by himself for a long time. How long shall I take counsel in my soul? So I take, how long I will take counsel in my soul? How long I think over and over again this situation? Having sorrow in my heart daily. So he had sorrow heart daily, day by day. How long will my enemy be exalted over me? here is the enemy against David, which meaning unbeliever, you know, opponent. Opponent will be happy because David was in desperation. How long? So it seems too long. David frequently, often claimed that God responded to David's prayer very slowly. That's why, how long will my enemy be exalted over me? Sometimes, when we prayed to the Lord, God did not respond to me at my expected time. We thought that God's response is too slow. That time, how long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? But right here, through David's continued fervent prayer, the Lord changed David's heart in verses 5 and 6. Right here, verse 3 and 4 said, "Consider and hear me, O Lord my God." So David asked to the Lord, in first time, verses 1 and 2, David expressed that he's a sorrow feeling to the Lord. So, very miserable situation. Then, David asked to the Lord, "Consider and hear me. Otherwise, change my heart. O Lord, my God, enlighten my eye." So, let us see God's will during the present miserable situation. Enlighten my eyes. Enlighten my spiritual eyes. Sometimes we didn't know, you know, we feel in a very miserable situation, no response, no answer, you know, very slow, something like that. That time David asked you to consider and hear me. O Lord my God, enlighten my eyes. Lord, let me understand this situation in your view, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Otherwise, I sleep the sleep of death. Otherwise, my eyes are spiritually blind. Otherwise, my eyes are spiritually blinded. So, Lord, consider and hear me. O Lord, my God, enlighten my eyes spiritually, that I might understand these miserable situations. Lest my enemies say, who is the head over enemies? It's Satan. If Christians are in a miserable situation, Christians are sacred in their heart from God, you know, to others, who will be most happy? Satan. Or devils, the followers for Satan, would be so happy. Lest my enemies say, I have prevailed against him. So my enemy said, I win over David. So I have prevailed against him. Lest those who trouble me rejoice when I am moved. So those who troubled David will rejoice when David is a sacred heart from the Lord to another way. So David, verses 3 and 4, asked to the Lord, consider and hear me. Let me see spiritually your will among these desperate situation. Verses 5 and 6, you know, God changed David's heart to suddenly. Right here, consider and hear me, God, David, God's sight to David. But I have trusted in your mercy. This is the present perfect tense since the last time David had trusted in God's mercy so far. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord. That's a future tense. Although the present situation is not changed, the present miserable oppression situation is not changed at all, but in the future, in God's time, my heart, David's heart, shall rejoice, shall be joyful in your salvation, in God's salvation from these miserable oppressions, distresses. And I will sing to the Lord. In the future, certain day, when you saved me from this miserable situation, I will sing to the Lord. I will rejoice because he has dealt bountifully with me. So David, looking back, David looked back what God have blessed David so far. So David recognized God was ordained him as the king of Israel. Although he is the last son of Jesse, as a shepherd, not really respected job, but God ordained David as a king. So God has dealt bountifully with me. So right here, verses 5 and 6 shows us David's changed heart. Verses 1 and 2, David expressed their miserable surprise or stress or oppression. Then verses 3 and 4, David asked to the Lord, let me see God's heart, God's dirt. Open my eyes spiritually. Then God opened David's eyes spiritually. Then David's heart was changed. But I have trust in your mercy. So far, I have trust in the Lord's mercy. In the future, at a certain date, God will save David from present miserable situation. Then I will rejoice. I will sing to the Lord. Likewise, we can pray to the Lord continually without ceasing, always without fainting. We express our present situation, our sorrow, our grief to the Lord. Then, likewise, David, we ask to the Lord, consider and hear me. Let me see your will through miserable situation. Even in apparently dead ends, then God will change my heart. Through prayers, God changed David's heart. David was able to be patient for a long time because God is love, which suffers long, bears all things, and endures all things. Through prayers, we can express our grief feelings, our miserable feelings. Then we may ask the Lord, consider and hear us, then God will change our hearts. Like Habakkuk, the prophet. The prophet Habakkuk, he preached God's will to Israel people. No Israel people, or little Israel people, changed their heart to the Lord. Habakkuk didn't see any fruit, any results from his ministry. But he is joyful. Although the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, although the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no fruit, although the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet, however, I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in God of my salvation. God's salvation, eternal salvation, I will, like willing me, I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. Because God is my strength, He will make my feet like deer's feet. So God gives me the strength. Whatever situation, whatever circumstances, even if the circumstances is not expected by me, I will rejoice always in the Lord, because God is my strength. So, whenever we face a difficult situation, when we prayed to answer the difficult situation, but God appeared not to answer me at expected time, we should express our feeling, our sorrow feeling to the Lord as a father. Then we may ask the Lord to consider and hear me. Change my heart. Let me see spiritually this circumstance in the view of God. Then God will change my heart. Our prayer never changes God's heart. Through prayers, God changes our heart. Jesus taught us always to pray without fainting, because prayer changes our heart to trust in God. In Gospel, Luke chapter 18, verses 1 through 8, then he spoke a parable. Jesus spoke a parable to them, to the people, that men always should pray and not lose their heart. So people always should pray without fainting, without losing heart, saying, Jesus gave a parable. There was in a certain city a judge who did not fear God nor regard man. Basically, this judge is an unbeliever. Judge who did not fear God nor regard man. So this judge disregarded God, nor man, nor people. Now there was a widow in that city, and she came to him saying, "Get justice for me from my adversary." So a widow asked the unrighteous judge, unbeliever judge, "Get justice for me from my adversary, my opponent." And he would not for a while. For a while, he wouldn't respond to widow's request. But afterward, he said within himself, he thought by himself, although I do not fear God nor regard man, although I do not believe God, also I don't care about people, yet because this widow troubles me, but this word troubles me means that this widow come to me, you know, several times, many times, ask me, get justice for me from my adversary. I will avenge her. I will respond to her, lest by her continual coming, she weary me. By her continual, repeated coming, she bothered me, bothers me. That's why I want to answer you. I want to respond to you. I want to get justice for her from her adversary. And shall God not avenge his own elect who cry out day and night to him? So then the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. So right here, unjust judge responded to the widow. Even if an unjust judge responded or answered widow's request at unjust judge's will, how further, and shall God not avenge his own elect who cry out day and night to him? So Jesus asked the believers, you pray always, day and night. You should cry out day and night. Although he buried along with them. So continually pray to the Lord. So God, as a sovereign God will answer you at his time. I tell you that he will avenge them speedily in God's time. So God will answer you speedily in his time. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth? So the last verse said, Jesus asked the people faith. Faith in the Lord. God will answer in his time. So right here, unjust judge at his will responded to continual coming widow's request. Further, much further, the Lord will respond to his ships continually. Continual prayer speedily. The last verse, Jesus asked the believers to have faith in the Lord, in the Word of God. Finally, who changes? God or man? God or David? God changes our heart. God changed David's heart. God changes our heart to trust in Lord's mercy, love, grace, and justice. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you so much. Today we saw David's prayer. We saw David's extreme distress, grief. Although we do not know what happened, but God knows David's happened. David expressed his miserable situation and asked you to consider and hear David. You changed David's heart. Then David rejoiced for your salvation in the future, for your grace, your mercy. Likewise, we are asking you to make us trust in you always, no matter circumstances. You know our problems presently, health problem, finance problem, family problem, job problem. You know any kind of problems. Lord, we ask you to concede and hear our situation. Then you change our hearts to be conformed with your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ's image. Inspire us to follow your way, your will. Thank you so much for all. In Jesus' name, amen.